Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. How may I help you?
Yes, you call. It's Jose. To Zachary Stuckey.
Basically, we're just to confirm a few visits. Let me tell you which one. We have 2 days that we have the clock in from Dominic, but we are missing the clock out on the 22nd. We want to know if Dominic completed the visit on that date, the 22nd. He
Say
was
that again.
last.
Can you say that one more time, please?
Yeah, absolutely. What happens is that we are missing the clock out in 2 days from with Dominic. Dominic on the 22nd, it was last, let me confirm, last Wednesday. We have his clock in, but we don't have the clock out. Can you confirm if Dominic completed the visit on that date? On
Yes.
last,
Absolutely.
okay.
You know, let me say, I had a panel discussion about more hours the other day. When she clock out, sometimes it's later than 3 o'clock. So don't they, even though she don't get paid past 3 o'clock, the information is there that she clocked out. You understand my point? Her
Yeah, I
hours was
understand.
right. So, but she clocked out because she had to do it through my phone.
No, but don't worry. Now that you confirmed the visit, it can be completed. That's fine.
Okay. Well.
And the second one will be on the 25th. It was last Saturday. Also, was that visit completed on the 25th? Last Saturday?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Let me
Okay,
let
so.
me let me yeah, I just want to explain something to you. Even though they only get paid for a certain amount of hours, they spend much more time with me, you know, because I need that. So I'm in the process of trying to get more hours now because this disability gets better every day in my spine, you know. But she completed both days, both those times, it was a clock it out. So this is what I want to ask. So what if she can't make it at 7, she come at 10? Can't she still clock out after the 8 hours go by?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, that's
The example you said, if maybe someday she clocks in later, just clock out later to complete the hours, and that's fine. You
right.
can do
That's
that.
what and that's what I'm trying to explain to the panel discussion that I had the other day with my insurance. You know what I mean? Now today, okay, she's out shopping doing some things for me, right? So
Right.
today now she's going to now when 3 o'clock now today is Wednesday. And she usually here on Wednesday past 3 o'clock, maybe up until 9 or 10 tonight. So I have problems at nighttime because I'm trying to get the hours because at nighttime I'm alone. You see? And then the thing about it is that I still need assistance because this chronic pain, when it wakes me up, Mr. Jose, I'm in pain through the whole day. So if I wake up at 11 o'clock through the night, I'm up till now. You see, I'm always up with the chronic pain, so I still need assistance because initially, I don't want to lay down the whole time that I'm up, so I need someone to help me get to my chair or still get some things for me that I need while I'm up. So that's why, you know, the clocking out is important to me, for them to clock out, long as they clocking out on the hours that makes the 8 hours up, you know, because sometimes they're here till the next day. You know, these are my daughters who take care of me, my stepdaughters, you know. So they sleep in when they want to, you know, but the thing about it is even the hours that they're not being paid, they always are here helping me out. You see what I'm saying? So long as the
Yeah, I
that
understand.
I just right. I just want to confirm that with you know. So like for instance, because she asked me that, you know, because I know certain days they can't see those days that they can't be here, she can't be here early. I want to get up. I got to get my shower. You see, and I need that assistance in my bathroom because I have a shower chair that I have to sit on because I can't stand too long. I can't sit too long. I just want to make sure that, you know, everything's okay as far as her clocking out. So if she started today, like I said, if she start today at 12 o'clock, which she already been here at shopping for me now. So it'd be best still to clock out at 8 o'clock. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. Okay. That's right. Cause see, this is the thing about it. I don't want to know. I'm eligible for a nursing home. I don't want to be in there. You understand what I'm saying? So I have to maintain my own independent care of my home. You know, I don't want to be in a nursing home. I'm eligible for one, but I don't want to be there. So I have to maintain my hours independently, and I have to organize the hours that I need, the assistance that I get. And I don't think nothing's wrong with that. You know what I mean? Because there's no corrective surgery for the matter.
Yeah.
So you understand my point, right? So that's what I try to explain to the insurance, you know. See, this disorder, I don't know if you know, but I have herniations from C2 through T7. No, not being smart, not being disrespectful to you, but if you don't know the numbers in your spine, C2 starts at the top of your neck, T7 is the end of your buttocks. You see? And then I have bulges through T1, T2, T7, T9, then C2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, C2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got a lot of things going on. You see what I'm saying? So I had problems. Even right now while I'm holding the telephone, it bothers me, you know? So I have all those things going on. And once again, I've seen a lot of doctors over 40 years, and they can't correct this surgery. There's no corrective surgery for me. You know what I mean? But they want me to get these studies, MRIs. I'm tired of those MRIs. They tell you one thing, then they, you know, the MRIs, they tell you everything that's going on with your body. But this is the thing. I don't like being subjected to those machines all the time because I had a numerous amount of MRIs in my lifetime. So I'm glad you called. I appreciate it very much, Mr. Jose.
It was a pleasure. And remember, hair schedule right now is okay, so don't worry. We just wanted to confirm those visits, okay?
Yes. They're working. I appreciate it, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jose, for confirming.
You're
Have
welcome.
A great day. Right?
You too. Thank you, Mr. Jose. Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.